Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's call on April 23rd on the Who's Review Team Internationalized Registration Data Implementation Working Group. On the call we have Jim, Jody, Nishit, Naoki, and then Dennis, and myself. Did I miss anyone?
This is Omar. I'm online as well.
Okay, hello, Omar. Welcome. Okay, so we also have an Adobe Connect room, which you could go into as well. And with that, Jim, I'd like to hand it over to you.
Okay, sounds good, Steve. Thanks very much. Welcome to everyone. We've been kind of on a long little bit of working in the background, I hope, right? I was going to say hiatus, but we've all been doing our part in the background, I'm sure. So last time we met, we took some time to go through the data model suggested by ESSAC in ESSAC 54. And I had proposed at that time that the framework in that document might form the basis of a good straw man for us from which to work. We haven't had any discussion since then, and I haven't seen any comments on the mailing list. I have a specific proposal to suggest going forward based still on SAC 54, but I thought I would take a moment just to see if anyone wanted to jump in and had any additional comments or questions or perhaps even something else to suggest. So let me open the floor for discussion from anyone. Okay. So I have taken the time to chat with Steve a little bit about, what we might do going forward as a way to move our group along. We do have our interim report with the requirements, which is out there. I did also check, just for completeness here, that there are no public comments yet. Public comment period runs for another 3 weeks, I think, till end of May, just about. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. It may be that we should probably find a way, I mean, each of us may want to reach back into those communities that we're a part of that we can reach into and ask and see if there are going to be comments from folks, encouraging folks to comment on our postal address issue in particular. I think we should seek ways to try and get some additional opinions into our discussions rather than just listening to ourselves talk about what's right there. So I put that out there as kind of an open action to all of us to consider how to reach back into our communities and encourage people to comment. Anyone want to comment about that here and now before I move on? Okay, so getting back to the data model, here's my suggestion for going forward. The model, I mean, obviously, SARMOG was also part of this, but at least from my speaking personally, having been a significant part of creating SAC 54, I do have an interest in moving it forward if it fits. So I'm going to suggest moving forward with it as the basis for a straw man with the following particular things and, leave it to the group to comment, shape it or propose something different depending on what fits, how you think things would work best. One observation I make about the ESSAC model is it does focus on listing data elements. And we've already taken an approach of moving forward with categories of elements rather than trying to create an all-inclusive list of elements. So I'd like to suggest that one of the things that we do, of course, is use the framework proposed in the ESSAC data model, but shift it to be based on categories, not on an all-inclusive list of elements. I think that I like that model that we proposed here in moving forward and want to carry that forward into the data model. So what that suggests to me specifically is that whereas the ESSEC model is based on the events in the life cycle of a domain name, we would just focus on collections of data elements, just as we have done in the requirements. And then based on those collections, for each collection, we would propose some data elements that fit into there so that we can clearly define what it is we're trying to include. And then the next question that we need to ask ourselves here is what really needs to be included in the data model? What things do we want to specify? We'll have some suggested data elements, but what other criteria, what other requirements, what kind of detail do we want to put in these categories of requirements? One particular question that comes up is scoping, of course. We've already said in our requirements that all elements need to in some way be flagged with a language and tag. Sarmad has also put forth a very good question right at the end there when we were just putting out our interim report about translation and transliteration requirements. Are there requirements there that we should be thinking about that maybe need to be included? If a set of elements is translated or transliterated, does that automatically mean that some additional set of elements that describe what happened there need to be included, and we should consider what those are? Or perhaps that might be a specific ask that we have of the translation and transliteration PDP working group. We might put to them specifically that question of answering what needs to be documented when those processes have occurred. So scope of language and tag, translation and transliteration, and categories versus elements are the three things that jump out at me as things that we'll have to add or perhaps change from the ESSEC model. And so my larger than proposal, given those three things and the way that I've characterized them, is to suggest that we ask Steve. I've actually already talked to Steve, and he said that he would be willing to do this, to pull together what he can and create a straw man that we can use for our discussions and just give us something tangible to work with rather than just this theory that we're going through here today. So let me stop there and ask for questions, comments, support, criticism, anything. Anybody?
Hi, this is Nishit. Can I come?
Yes, please, Nishit, go ahead.
I have gone through this document, and this is indeed a very good document to start with. So what I understand, what I understood from this is, and this document mentioned about domain name registration data model, and the data model is just an abstract construct and which is not usable as it is. So what is usable is the profile of that particular data model. So what we need to discuss is about the profile of internationalized registration data model over here.
Okay, so if I understood what you were suggesting, you're thinking that internationalized registration data is a profile of the data model that's proposed in the ESSEC document? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. Like they have specified that in this document, it is specified in this, and the data model is just listing of the data elements. But the actual thing which would be usable is the profile of the data model. And so here in the document, an example profile is also given. So we have to move forward on the same line and based on our approach of the category to specify the data model for internationalized registration data.
Right. So I guess rather than trying to create something, creating a profile, if you will, of the model that's in the ESSEC document, I'd rather create, the internationalized registration data model, and you know, the goal being for it to be the only data model, not that it should be a profile of something else. Does that sound reasonable to you? I mean, is that a path that you would like to go down, or do you want to stick to doing a profile?
I don't know. I mean, at this moment of time, I'm not clear how that particular data model would look like. I don't know. Let's see first how that particular internationalized data model looks like.
Jim, this is Steve, if I may come in.
Yes, please, Steve, go ahead.
I think Nisha's question touches to the, it's related to the question that is, what is exactly included in this data model? How specific this data model is? So I think on that point, as we're starting to work in this area, it will be very helpful to get some guidance from the expert here. In the Appendix A of the SAC 54, it goes through very details what the element is, the format, it is the output label, the minimum and maximum length, the cardinality, and whether a language or script tag is needed. Is that the level of detail we want to go into? Those also specifies the markup language for the profile and the specify using UTF-8. So I think if the working group could provide some feedback on, you know, what's exactly in that model, what needs to be included, those would be really helpful guidance for me too when I do the straw man. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Nishi, do you want to comment?
Yes, one more thing that I want to say is, first of all, we need to mention that what actually we mean to say a data model is it some kind of concept or description, or we need in form of an XML document.
Well, I guess, I mean, I'll reply from my point of view as to whether it's an XML document or not. I know that my intent, at least, my reason for agreeing with the XML presentation in the ESSEC document was more about convenience and the fact that that's what EPP uses. It was not at all intended to be prescriptive in any way. It just seemed like, you know, the logical, convenient choice. We could certainly do something different here. That would be okay with me. Anyway, I guess that's all I can say about that. Other than that, I agree with you. Let's just get a straw man together and see what we've got and talk about how far we want to go and what we want to do with it. Anybody else want to comment?
This is Jody, just for the queue.
Please, Jody, go ahead.
I'm fine with getting a straw man together so that we have, at least have something to throw, to comment on. I think it's a good start. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Steve did ask the specific question of how much detail to put in our requirements. I think Nishi was asking the same question in a related way. The ESSEC document does go to some level of detail. I don't know whether that's good or bad. I don't really have a strong opinion about that. I guess that's for this group to decide how far they want to go. I guess, Steve, the one thing I would suggest is maybe, just pull forward what's there for now And the group can always decide to back off if we don't want quite that level of detail. There are reasons why the level of detail might not be the appropriate thing for this group to recommend, but we can talk about that once we have it in front of us.
Sounds good. So what I gather is I provide as much detail as possible, and then you know, the working group can we can always decide to take it out later. It's better to get everything in now and take it out later. Is that right?
I think so. And my form of taking it out, actually, just to be clear, is I would probably turn it into a question, which says, you know, we would, like issues of cardinality, for example, you know, maybe this group would say, this is a question that needs to be answered. You know, we're just choosing not to answer it here because it feels like the kind of thing that a PDP group where the actual implementers who are going to be constrained by whatever is said here should sit down and talk together and decide what they want the limits to be. You know, our role would be to identify that a limit should be set here.
Sure. Sounds good.
I mean, it's just a suggestion, but, you know, we can see how it all looks.
Yeah. The other thing is one of the principles we have is in the interim report is simplicity and reusability. So to that end, I think when working on a data model, I would largely consult what is currently, you know, can be implicitly derived from the output of the registration data directory service from registries and registrars. So by looking at their output, we could kind of implicitly derive what their data model is and kind of use that as a starting basis so that to enable as much reuse and keep it simple. Does that sound like a good approach?
So my comment about is that is I think, Steve, and maybe you recall this because I think you did this work, didn't you? That was the basis for how we created the data element list that's in the ESSAC document. And I believe Weirds did something similar, didn't they, as part of creating the profile that they're using for their directory services output. So I guess my larger question, my real question here is, I think that that work's been done. I mean, I'm trying not to create new work for you. But do you remember that differently?
Let me think. Yeah, so I think to some extent that work has been done in terms of the data element itself, right? But since we are focusing on the categories, not the each element per se, maybe it's needed to go through them just one more time again to see anything that can be gleaned from them. So that's my sense.
So maybe as part of pulling forward the data model that's in the ESSAC document, let me ask that you compare that list of elements to what we have in our categories in our interim report and call out any discrepancy, any differences for us.
Yes.
And then that would be something that we should visit here in this group and decide what we want to do.
Yep. I can do that.
Okay. Okay. So, again, you know, my suggestion is that we try to build out a straw man of a data model, at least something to give us something tangible to begin to talk about. You know, questions to consider is, you know, what actually has to be included in this. Of course, we may want to revisit the, you know, the format or how detailed we want to be, you know, what gets included, how much detail we provide, Do we only speak to the requirements that we have in the requirements document, or do we add more information as part of the data model? But we can answer those questions when we have it, you know, something tangible in front of us to talk about and actually see what we have. So I think with that, unless there's other questions or comments, I'm thinking we have a relatively short call today, and we'll focus on waiting to see a straw man to have our next meeting. Any comments or questions here from anybody? Anything we missed, Steve, here? I mean, I think that brings us to a close here. You and I were planning before. Did we miss anything? Did I cover everything we talked about?
Yes. Another action item is for the working group members to reach to through your respective communities you have in contact with to get some feedback on the interim report.
Yes, please. That's a good one. We do want to try to get some community feedback on the, especially on the postal address issue. It would be good to get some public comments out there. So anything anyone can do to reach out to folks to comment about that, those three choices, I think would be helpful to us.
Yeah.
You know, we clearly don't have, even in our group, a real majority as to which of those options to choose. So
yeah.
It would be very helpful, if not important, to get some other points of view here for us to consider.
Yeah. And Tim, also in the interim report, we have highlighted some questions for the GNSO working group to consider. Would it be possible for you to bring those list of issues to their attention? So that
we're talking about the TNT group?
Yeah. Yes.
I like that acronym. You know, you say that too fast. It's T and T, but TNT. Yes, it's the explosive working group. I think we had, actually, you're right, Steve. I think the last time we met, I was asking the question specifically how this group felt about my bringing that message to the TNT group and making sure that they took that on as an action to address. Do folks have any comment about that, any opinion? Maybe I should ask explicitly if there's any objections to doing that. And Samad, you're part of the other TNT group too, so, you know, between the two of us, we can certainly bring a perspective to that group on the questions. So I'm not hearing any objections, so I think I'll take that as an action that to call out to the TNT group to please add to their agenda.
Steve, I want to get to Jim, I want to get in a few comments.
Yes, please, Sarma, go ahead.
Okay, I've actually been thinking, do we need any higher level information which we may need to connect two different records in two different languages? Is that something which would also fall in our ambit? So, for example, if there is a language one version of data and language two version of this data, and that data, those two data need to be encapsulated within a larger structure, is that larger structure also part of our mandate or our scope?
Well, I guess for me, do you have a specific example to help? I mean,
so,
I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Right. So I guess example would be that if there's a request, if there is data available in Arabic and the same data has been automatically translated or manually translated into Latin, and those two data, set of data are parallel to each other and they have to be contained within a larger structure, which says that, that the information is available, it is available in Arabic and in Latin, and then an application knows which one to pick up based on the user request. So there's this higher level tags or information which tells that which particular information is available in the structure, which languages are supported in the structure.
This is Steve. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Would it be possible to put that in the chat room so that we can for everyone to see?
Okay. I'll try to do that.
Yeah, I'm having trouble understanding you too, but I think, Sarmad, are you asking a different... I think you're asking the same question that you put in email before, aren't you? Or are you asking a different question? Because if it's a different question, then I'm not fully understanding.
It's a different question.
Yeah, I apologize, Sarmad. There is something about your microphone when you're talking. It sounds so washed out. It's like all the same and everything runs together. It's very unusual.
So I'm actually just trying to join the Adobe Connect and see if I can make a comment here.
Yes, so I hear some saying yes to Steve there about putting it in the Adobe Connect. Maybe we'll wait a moment here to give Sarmad a chance to type that.
Well, we could follow up on the email conversation as well if Sarmad needs more time to compose the message.
Oh, yeah, I see that Sarmad's not actually in the Adobe Connect room yet. Sarmad, would it be okay to follow up on email?
Yes, of course. No problem.
Okay. I heard him say yes, of course. All right. Okay. With that, any other business from anyone? Then one last question to you, Steve. When do you think you'll have a straw man document out for us before our next meeting on next Wednesday? Is Monday too soon? Close of business Monday?
Yeah, let's say close of business Monday. And then if I couldn't get it out, I will... You know, I can send out what I have and then, you know, alert the group. Is that okay?
Okay, that sounds good to me. All right, with that, I would say we're adjourned. Let me turn it over to you, Steve, to close up the meeting.
Thank you. The action items from today's call are for everyone in the working group to reach out to your respective communities to gather some comments for the interim report. An action item for Steve to provide a straw man proposal based on the STAC 54 and studying the IRD interim report. Sarmad will provide his comments by email, and then we will I will produce the aim to produce the strawman by Monday next week. So that's all I have. Did I miss anything?
No, although I did notice that Sarmad did join the Adobe Connect and he is actually typing in the chat room at the moment.
Okay.
So I guess we can stay in the Adobe Connect for a little while, right? Even if the call ends?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, I see his question now. He just typed it into... So what I would add, Sarmad, is I think that that question. We should make that part of, well, no, I was going to say make it part of the translation transliteration question that you had before, but and I guess my I was going to say no, maybe it's separate, but you know, my reason for saying it's part of it is because in order to be available in multiple languages, something or someone had to translate or transliterate it, even if it was the registrant. So it feels to me like it's still related to that original question. Maybe we just need to, as part of the original question that you had asked about translation and transliteration and meta tags to go with that operation, we need to indicate whether the information was provided by the registrant in multiple languages, or perhaps it was translated or transliteration. Oh, the earlier question is the element level. Yes, I understand that. Oh, at the record level with multiple elements. I'm thinking about our postal address issue that we have in watching what you're typing here, Sarmad. I'm thinking about the postal address issue in our requirements document. I can imagine someone putting their address in both in a local form and in a more international form. Would that be an example, or did you have something else in mind? Right. So as part of the query, you want to know which languages are supported by the IRD. Meta tags can tell that, but that presumes that you can query for that information. Well, I have a perspective about how this works, which other folks may have a different perspective, but you know, in thinking of the context of the WIRDS working group, one of the motivations for what the WIRDS working group is doing is leveraging the HTTP protocol. So they're moving to a essentially a web-based system in colloquial terms for directory services. And one of the benefits of that is you inherit all of the meta information exchange that you get with the web. So you're always told about the language tags and the script tags. Question here is, that's a layer above where I think you're asking at the moment. Because this language and tag information would be inside the data itself. And the question is whether that would be promoted out to the application so that HTTP could include it there. That's a technical question. I got to think about that. I don't know if anyone else has an opinion or comment about that. That's a good question, Sarmad. I don't have a solid answer at the moment. Anyone else have a comment? So, Steve, just like Sarmad's previous question that he had sent an email, let's make sure that we capture this question.
Okay. It's in the Adobe Connect, so it's part of the built-in part of the notes.
Yeah, but I think it's part of the data model, so it's a question that we have to decide if we're going to address it, and if so, what we'll say, and if not, I do think they're important questions, and so we should figure out what to do with the question if we're not going to answer it.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Sarmad? I think I understand your question now. I've been sort of talking out loud while you've been typing. Are you comfortable that I've understood the point that you're trying to make? Yes, okay. All right, so one last chance for any other business from anyone? All right, Steve, you've already given us our summary actions again. I added the one here about let's make sure we don't lose Sarmad's two questions here. And let me turn it over to you to close us down.
Thank you. Operator, could you stop the recording?
Recording has been stopped.
Thank you. And thank you for joining our call today. We will resume next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.